Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So good to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to all of our audience that is listening and watching today. And again, just want to remind you, if you're watching us on the Facebook feeds that we're on, be prepared. Because there will be day coming when they're going to say no more and shut us down. Get over to TECN-TV, TECN-TV. Need those numbers to jump over there at TECN-TV. Yeah, just check it out. You'll enjoy it. And it's the number one urban conservative online television network. So I encourage you to support what TECN-TV is doing. Get over and join us. You can watch us live there. Also, our good friend Jeff Brain and John Dolan and the folks over at Clout Hub is a great social media platform that really combines both the abilities of a Facebook and a Twitter all in there. And from what I understand, I'm hearing it is very secure and uncompromised. And I know they're very much about that. So I encourage you to check out Clout Hub. All right. I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. Ephesians 5:11-12 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? My next guest is doing all of that. And he is fighting for patriotism. NCLU is the name of his organization, and he's working on behalf of a number of those that have been taken captive at the Capitol from the January 6th events. I want to welcome John Pierce to the program. John, great to have you back.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thank you very much for having me on again. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I want to share this with you, John. You know, I've been mentioning this, and I think it's a worthy soundbite. And it speaks to, I think, the ideology that we're battling against. Calling the Capitol hallowed ground should give us great pause. Hallowed ground, holy, set apart. What does that sound like? Does it sound like a secular institution? And are we not told that there's a separation of church and state? That religion has no place in government? That morality exists outside of biblical construct? Forget the Constitution. It's out of date. Government. That's the God. That's the real power. They're telling us, John, by what they're calling the Capitol, who their God really is. And every Christian in America should be horrified by that and by what's happening to Americans. It's our house. This is a constitutional republic, and we are the sovereigns. John, talk to me about this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, in this country, which is, of course, you know, exceptional and founded under God, you know, the sovereign is each individual citizen and person who is made in the image of God in this country. It is not the government. I mean, we are the government. We constitute the government. We are the sovereign. So, you know, I hadn't heard that, you know, recently, you know, kind of whoever's using that phrase, but it does give great pause. You know, to me, you know, hallowed ground, the first thing that comes to mind is Gettysburg. You know, the other things that come to mind are the churches and synagogues and, you know, those things in this country and you know, the regular towns and cities across America where, you know, as Alexis de Tocqueville, you know, was wont to say in Democracy in America, you know, regular Americans kind of conducted the business of this country. And it also speaks to this disparity in treatment that we've seen between what happened on January 6th and what happened, you know, the entire summer of last year when all these American cities were burning down. You know, obviously the federal government has decided to go, you know, much more hardcore with respect to what happened on January 6th than what happened in all these regular American cities being burned down. And I think, you know, I think part of that is that they do view, the Beltway, the swamp, you know, the government buildings as hallowed ground. Whereas to me, you know, I've said this multiple times, you know, to me, what happened in regular American cities like Kenosha and, you know, Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis and Los Angeles, and, you know, it's still happening to some significant degree, Chicago, all the people and including kids being gunned down every weekend, you know, that is hallowed ground. Right. And so the criminals, the arsonists, the murderers, that have viciously attacked those cities, you know, to me, those are the ones that our government, you know, the government of the people, should really be going after hardcore. So it's interesting you say that, because I think it does speak to the sort of secular humanism that we see creeping into our society, and that's not sustainable. I mean, it needs to be completely turned around. You know, with a revival in which the people in this country really return to God and force their public servants to return to God.
Well, you know, National Review has an article: "Unspeakable Sacrilege in the Halls of Congress."
Yeah, that's not good.
Here's a quote: "Countless generations of Americans have hallowed those halls and chambers. The hallowed ground was violated today by an unspeakable sacrilege that will redound to President Trump's shame for all time." Folks, this tells you their concept of who God is in their eyes.
Right. And the people, and I mean, let's be honest, well, I'm sure there have been, you know, I mean, there have been some, you know, good God-fearing congressmen and congresspeople and senators, you know, throughout the years. You know, a lot of the people that we somehow choose to send to that branch of government, you know, is not exactly worthy of that kind of wording. I mean, it's and also, you know, you talk about the National Review and some of these kind of publications that have historically been quote unquote conservative, you know, it really kind of turned in a bad direction in my view. I think a lot of it is just an instinctive reaction to, you know, the fact that they're establishment and they just couldn't stand that Trump was so, you know, populist and stood for the people and, you know, flipped the tables over. I do actually think that in the long run, you know, kind of the narrative that was surrounding January 6th in the early, you know, weeks and months, I think it has started to change, and I think history will view it much differently than, you know, the mainstream media and, you know, some elements of the government tried to portray it early on.
Well, I mean, John, let's, you know, put this into perspective. This building that they're talking about. And here's another one. This is a video by a guy named Scott McFarlane. Quote, he says, McFarlane, who's worked on the Capitol since 2004, got personal, too, about what it's been like to cover the desecration of a place he called hallowed ground and sacred space.
It's just, look, obviously, you know the Bible better than I do, although I'm doing my best every day. But, you know, there's the, of course, the saying, you know, render unto God what is God's and unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And, you know, certainly our Constitution speaks to the separation of church and state. And, you know,
I mean, I would challenge that our Constitution specifically, the idea of separation of church and state, John, what we're talking about is the government's inability to interfere in issues of the church, but not the church's ability to have an influence on the government. The government is not to establish a singular church like they had in England under the king. But relative to that separation, the left has taken that and has said, well, see, the church shouldn't have anything to do with what's happening in the government. And my goodness, isn't that the reason that we've got the problems that we've got? I think it is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I didn't mean to suggest otherwise. I mean, certainly.
No, I got you.
Certainly all of our. I mean, it doesn't take long to study the founding and realize, that the founding is based on, it's based on Christian principles, Judeo-Christian principles. I mean, it's on our money. I mean, the symbolism is all over, many aspects of our government. And, you know, our founder said repeatedly that, without a virtuous citizenry, including a moral religious citizenry kind of undergirding our government and our constitution, that, you know, even our constitution wouldn't be able to last for long. You see the converse sort of happening in a very bad way during this, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, that's been going on now, for how long, and what will certainly still be going on in terms of the government pushing it, to control the people for God knows how long, in the sense of, here in California, Newsom, trying to shut down churches, which I think ultimately he got pushed back on that. But you certainly see it. You saw it all over the United States, that attempt.
Right.
But Americans pushed back on that. But you see in places like Canada and Australia and Europe, really the government really cracking down on the exercise of free religion under the guise of COVID restrictions, et cetera. It's gotten very bad across the world.
All right, let's get right to January 6th, because I've got people tuning in right now that are saying, okay, but what's going on with those guys over there? There's video now that's been released. A judge ruled and said that they have to release the video that they didn't really want released. Talk to me about what's happening in the evidentiary process. Are we seeing that begin to happen? And, when are these people going to get some freedom? And then the other question is the leader of the Oath Keepers hasn't been charged. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt about what does that mean? Who is he relative to this situation? And why have there been indictments on some Oath Keeper members and not on him? Do you have any insights or thoughts that you can share relative to any of that?
Well, let me speak to the video sort of issue, which I think is a very good thing, that there has been judges that have started to enter rulings that at least some of that video should be made public. As I'm sure you know, I mean, it's kind of a fundamental tenet of American jurisprudence that all court proceedings are presumptively open to the public. And that, that includes evidence, that includes witness testimony, that includes all court proceedings. And that's very important, so that people understand that the judicial system is functioning in a way that is consistent with the law. and not with the rule of man. And so I think that's a very, very positive development. Obviously, we hope to see more of that. That kind of.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Take a quick break, John. We'll be right back with more coming up right after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is John Pierce, and I really want to encourage you to get over to nclu.com. nclu.com and really support them. Get involved with what they're doing. They are fighting these constitutional issues. It's the National Constitutional Law Union. The National Constitutional Law Union. and they are taking the battle on. John,
yes, thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And let me just say, how important that is. You know, as your listeners know, I mean, the government literally has, unlimited resources, because they can make as much of, the tax dollars that they want, from regular American citizens. We're taking them on, and we need resources. And it's not just the January 6th cases, by the way. I mean, there's a whole raft of cases involved, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, that we're taking on. And so, yeah, any and all support is greatly appreciated, and it's very badly needed. So thank you very much for mentioning that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So, I mentioned in our first segment about, some of the specifics that are going on, and there are several different issues relative to the founder of the Oath Keepers that are there. And because of your involvement in cases, you can't really get into that, and I appreciate that and understand that. But the issue of the vilification of the term and the idea of the sovereignty of a United States citizen, and the fact that the government is subservient to us and not the other way around, has been flipped on its head in the last 40, 50 years, to the point that I think our founding father would just be absolutely exploding right now. Can you talk to me about that?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, it's just a fundamental tenet of not only of America, but the way all societies under God, should be organized, and that's why America is so exceptional, because we did organize ourselves consistent with the will of God, in the sense that every person is made in the image of God, and it's just as important as every other individual, and the individuals are sovereign in this country, period, full stop. I mean, the entire government, they are nothing but our servants to do our will, consistent with their oath to the Constitution. And that's just an absolute bedrock principle that has started to be turned on its head. I think a lot of these COVID restrictions are designed to start conditioning, people to start to be subservient to the government, which we as Americans, of course, will never accept. I think you see it a lot, actually, in the words and the attitude that you see from President Biden, unfortunately. I mean, there was a time a couple of months ago where he was referring to something about the Second Amendment, and trying to argue that it wasn't there to protect against the tyrannical government, which of course is absolutely wrong and incorrect. That's precisely why it's there. But he said something to the effect of, unless regular Americans have F-14s or F-35s and nuclear weapons, then they don't have any hope. And that's a very, very dangerous, wrong-headed sort of comment to make, that speaks to, the attitude of the current administration. And it's something that, Americans from a rhetorical standpoint, and from a philosophical standpoint, must stand against that kind of mentality.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, folks. John Pierce has been my guest. We will have John back to keep us updated on what's happening as things keep progressing with the January 6th issue and what appears to just be really American political prisoners there that even Congress can't get in to see. It's terrible. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.